said, I don't know where to begin. The conversation off the air has me completely flummoxed. It's 7 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Actually, thank heavens it's Thursday because Dr. Jay Kumar is with us. He'll save the day discussing your health and how it's connected to stress, all that good stuff. Jay has a doctorate from Columbia, has been studying things that have to do with what some people feel is the unmentionable, the so-called sixth sense, and how you can use your mind, how you can use your assets to overcome things that you thought were not overcomable. It's amazing how many people are afraid of, and you fill in the blank. Maybe they're afraid of their sexuality. They're afraid of their boss. They're afraid of, what is the agoraphobics? They don't want to go outside. They're afraid. The fear that overcomes people from almost any direction you can imagine, and even coming from, like, really out in left field, that people use as an excuse to not do things. I can't do this because, I mean, name it. And then you look at people who've overcome fear. There's a great video, Jay, that's floating around, and I probably should post it either on Facebook or on the Good Day website, of people who have conquered their fear of heights by jumping out of an airplane at 10,000 feet. Or they've gone down a mountain and they've come to a cliff and they have a parachute on and they just go off the cliff. Yeah. Or they climb a mountain. I saw part of this video that's floating around has a man climbing up the side of a mountain. And you know how mountain climbers, it's mm-hmm. really difficult to even imagine how they do it when it's a warm place. This is climbing up a mountain that's covered with ice and snow.
But, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, the things that sometimes people want to overcome. And one of the things I find that people are most afraid of in the main, and it's a basic thing, is their own sexuality
mm-hmm.
or the sexuality of others.
Right.
Thus,
right.
all of the discussion about people who are gay and maybe those who come out and gay marriage and all of these things, same-sex marriage things become a big discussion this week. We've talked about it a number of times here on the Good Day program. And I say this, it isn't just this week I've said this, I've been saying this for years, as long as I had an opinion on this. I don't even begin to understand, and maybe it's my naivete, why it is that people are so confounded by this, why people are so afraid those who are not of the same sexual persuasion as they are.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad we're talking about this because this is something I really wanted to explore today in light of Obama's support yesterday of, you know, same-sex marriage. And this really fundamentally boils down to something, Doug, you just, like, I think hit right on the nail on the head. Why is it that some people feel threatened by the expression of love that might be different than your definition of what love is?
Yeah.
And I want to share something with you. Now, this is something I'd love to do today on my, you know, on my time here with you all this week, is looking as to how, you know, the nature of the brain, sex, and relationship and sexuality. It's something that I find very fascinating, and it's just something that I feel really can help put a perspective on this whole hot topic debate about what is traditional marriage, what is considered to be a healthy, loving relationship. And the beauty of, I think what's going to be so unique about what you're going to hear today is that I'm going to really kind of place this whole context of same-sex marriage, not from the perspective of politics or religion or ethics or morality, but really putting it into the perspective of something much more fundamental and deep, and that's neuroscience in your brain. We are actually, every single human being is wired and really has the empathic drive to be in a relationship. And I know that may sound really strange to hear this, but relationships can actually be, you know, to reach that goal of being in a relationship, which is wired into our neurobiology, can be expressed in so many ways. And just for someone to come out and say, hey, your expression of love and relationship is wrong for XYZ reason, I think is actually going against something so prime and fundamental, and that really we overlook this deep fundamental perspective that we're all wired, every single human being and higher primates also, are wired to be in a relationship. It's something in our neurochemistry, and that's something I would love to share with you in more detail.
Well, let's talk about the essence of relationships and why it is, first of all, the definition. Are we talking about a love relationship? Use the word relationship. We can have relationships with people on different planes. I have a relationship with you. Yeah. I have a relationship with Heather. I have a relationship with Rich. I have a relationship with Charlotte. I have a relationship with my children. We have all these different...
What about me?
And don't forget Roberta.
What about me?
Relationships, I'm talking really specifically, I think, in the sexual, romantic relationship.
Enough said when it comes to Roberta.
Pairing off, correct?
It's pairing.
Oh, goodness, I was getting worried.
Yeah. Pairing off is an interesting way of referring to it. Yeah. Mm. It is sort of pairing off.
Yeah. No, you know, it's really, I'm going to talk more about this, you know, in the next hour. But I want to kind of preface this by saying that we all have this, there's a neurochemical in our body called oxytocin. Mm-hmm. And,
as opposed to OxyContin.
Yeah, not the Rush Limbaugh drug that he was addicted on. But, you know, oxytocin and I think, you know, Roberta and Jennifer and Heather, you can probably all relate to this. Oxytocin is actually this neurochemical that we have in our body that women experience or secrete in large amounts when they're breastfeeding or when they're in labor. But for guys, also, we have this as well. For guys, it happens when we have orgasm. It happens when we feel that really strong connection of love, you know, to, in other words, to a woman or to the same sex. It's there in all of us.
All right, are you saying that, now see, this is something that I'm not sure is counterintuitive, but that, man, we all hear the story about the difference between men and women and how they look at relationships mm-hmm. with each other. If it's an intimate relationship, men and their feelings about achieving the height of whatever it is that they're trying to achieve physically versus a woman. And you didn't say what happens to a woman when she achieves orgasm.
Well, it's there as well. So I should point out by saying, regardless of your gender, mm-hmm. When we experience orgasm, we actually all secrete this neurochemical called oxytocin.
Right.
And many neuroscientists are now under the impression that oxytocin is what's called the love chemical. It's what supports our inner biological drive to be in a loving, cultivating, nurturing, sexual, romantic relationship with someone else.
Jay, do you ever see anybody being able to bottle this chemical as a drug?
You know, people are trying right now, but you know what they discovered, Rich? And I'm so glad you asked that because I was going to bring it up anyway. Yeah, you know, if someone can bottle that, it just, you know, you could probably make $1 million selling an ounce of that thing. But what they found in studies over and over and over again, the most effective way to release this chemical naturally in the body is through touch. And so just by, you know, Roberta, you know this, you've met me and Doug, you've met me as well. What's the first thing I do when I meet people is I hug them.
I do too. I'm a
hugger too.
I'm a hugger, you know, and I just know
do we
that.
Have to, everybody come back. Do I have to hug Rich?
You can hug Rich.
Why
if
not?
Let you.
Guys can hug guys. Why do people like it so crazy over that?
Roberta, will you please?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think it's culturally, maybe it's not a part of our American culture, because a lot of all the
it's a different kind of hug, though, the guy hug.
Right.
It's the guy hug.
Well, it is.
It's kind of like the shoulder, and it's
unless,
kind of like, ugh.
Well, if you're doing the,
exactly.
That's the caveman.
My son-in-law, my daughter's husband, has an interesting sort of way of hugging me when he sees me. He sort of goes off to the side and gives me a little bit of a hug.
That's the guy hug.
Yeah.
They kiss the air? Is that part of it?
No, but there are. But then if they're gay, though, men would hug each other differently, right?
I would say that's correct.
Right.
You know, but even for guys, you know, just shaking someone's hand or, like, grabbing them by the elbow, that's a form of touch. You know, right. Of course, it's not as long or extensive or maybe more elaborate than giving someone an actual hug, but it still releases the oxytocin.
Well, is the theory here, Jay, that the fact that we are tactile or we need to be tactile in any number of different ways? I mean, there are a lot of people who are doing a number on John Travolta because apparently he's been extraordinarily inappropriate.
He's very tactile.
Yeah.
Okay.
With masseuses, men who are doing the masseuse thing. And people are, there's this criticism of him because it's inappropriate. Is the real criticism his treatment of these masseuses or the fact that he's gay?
You know, I don't know. I can't really respond to it. I don't know much about that issue, but, you know, I'll say this.
The criticism of men in general who are gay comes obviously mostly from men who aren't gay.
Right.
Women don't mind men who are gay, do they, for the most part?
Or women who haven't come out.
Women who are gay who haven't come out.
Men
who haven't come out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, that's a whole different topic we can talk about.
I have a lot
about.
Of gay friends.
Yeah. You know, and the thing that what I'm probably going to get is underscores that, you know, there's so many people in our culture, whether it's from politics, media, religion, who really want to underscore the separateness and, like, this whole division between humans, whether it's through sexuality or politics or one's belief systems or religion. But, you know, the great thing about what's coming out from neuroscience is that we all have a brain, and the brain really tells us that every single human being, regardless of your sexuality or gender, is wired to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So we can really...
Got it. All right. So relationships are in the focus, and how they develop and what your relationships are all about would be an interesting thing for you to discuss a little on Facebook. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunscreen at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Hand me down the walking cane, hand me down my hat.
We're here to celebrate birthdays. So this Thursday, the 10th of May, one-third of the way through the month. I wish somebody would have picked a better version. I know you like Rubber Band Man, but
Spinners
have done so many more, just more generically pop tunes than Rubber Band Man. Anyway, Henry Fambro, who is one of the members of Spinners, is 74 today. Happy birthday to him. Pat Summerall, who is the TV sportscaster, used to be a football player, I think, wasn't he originally?
He was back in the 50s and the early 60s, huh?
Born this day, 1930, so happy birthday to him.
Sure, he's enjoying a nice cocktail today.
Gary, he has a problem with alcohol, doesn't he?
The little one. Right. He's all right, though.
Maybe if he's today he's 82 years old, maybe it's done something to preserve.
He likes his cocktails, that's for sure.
Gary Owens' birthday is today. TV announcer from Rowan and Martin's Laugh In, remember, from beautiful downtown Burbank.
Mm-hmm, with his hand on his ear.
Yeah, did the gong show for a while as well. So happy birthday to him. So Henry Fambro, born in the state 1938, I'll Be Around, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love is my favorite Spinner song, Richie. That's the one.
It's a good song.
That is great.
Good
song.
Exactly. All right, next up on the list is Donovan Leitch.
That's right.
They
call me Mellow Yellow.
I never get into this guy much.
Great songwriter.
Sunshine Superman.
Yeah.
He did a lot of film musical compositions.
Yeah.
That's where he's
really
made a lot of money. Yeah.
Tons of money.
Yeah, a lot of money doing that. All right, he's born in the state 1946, so that makes him, 66 today. Graham Gouldman from 10cc's birthday today.
Then you pay the price, the things we do for love.
He's gonna love this.
Yeah.
There's happy.
Communication is the problem to the answer.
Wasn't this the theme song? TV show?
Which one?
Am I nuts? I'm thinking that. I'm gonna have to look into that. I'm remembering that. Maybe I'm just crazy.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that too. Maybe both are right.
Yeah,
maybe.
That could be.
Maybe you are crazy and it was a theme song.
Yeah.
Crazy theme song.
Is it today Dave Mason's birthday? Yeah. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Very talented songwriter. Sings some of his own music, but is better as a songwriter in terms of success. Born in the state 1946, so he's the same as Graham. He's 66 today. This really strong, creative mind, this guy. Jay Ferguson's birthday is today.
Oh, my goodness.
65. Making love out on Thunder Island. Is it near Thunder Road?
Thunder Island? I don't think so.
You have to take Thunder Road to get to Thunder Island.
All right, today is Bon Jovi's 52nd birthday.
Or Bono's.
Oh, it's Bono! Oh, I get them confused sometimes.
He's the guy with the glasses.
I got it. Ireland and New Jersey, they're close. Actually, it's a pretty good song. You two had a wonderful way about them musically, I think. Anyway. Okay, Young MC.
Word.
Marvin Young is his real name.
Jennifer is so missing this right now.
Did he do anything else? That's all I remember.
Is that this?
Yeah.
This is what
bust the move.
Remembers. There we go.
Bust the move.
Come on, Fatso, and just bust the move.
Hey, it's Sid Vicious' birthday. He's dead, though.
Oh, why do we have a song first?
He's missing it.
Bust a move. I always love this.
Come on, farm boy.
I thought that was the name of the guy singing this when the rap world started. Bust a move. That didn't work. 28 after on Good Day.
Johnny Carson, an American master. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
From New York, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
It was October 1st, 1962, and NBC was introducing the new host of The Tonight Show.
They're referring to me as the new king of nighttime television, and I think that's just a little, really too much. Prince, yes.
Carson reigned for 30 years in late night. He's the subject of a new two-hour American Masters program airing on PBS this month. Dick Cavett was among those who dared to compete with Carson, but Cavett approached his task with a good dose of healthy respect for Johnny, a respect that took root when he, like Johnny, was growing up on the plains of Nebraska.
I met him in a church basement in Lincoln, Nebraska, where he was doing a magic show for probably $35. Actually, I was in junior high.
Some years later, Cavett found himself writing jokes for Jack Parr's Tonight Show, and he stuck around when Johnny took over.
So I also gave him one when he had been criticized by the unpleasant Dorothy Kilgallen. Criticizing his morals and his line was having your behavior criticized by Dorothy Kilgallen is sort of like having your wardrobe criticized by Emmett Kelly.
Carson was known for shutting out people who he felt crossed him, but even after Cavett landed his own late-night show in 1969, Johnny's fondness for him endured.
I didn't realize then what I found to be so profoundly true later, how much he liked me. And we should have done this more, but he called me once in California and said, "You want to meet at a restaurant and chat, Richard?" And I couldn't believe it because his staff couldn't believe that I'd had dinner at Johnny's house. We went to the Magic Castle together.
In 1967, Time magazine had Johnny on the cover with the tagline, "Humor in the Night." And 4 years later, they had you on the cover with the tagline, "Wit in the Night." And I'm wondering, what's the difference?
That's fascinating. Nobody ever pointed this out to me before. I hope he wasn't upset.
Johnny Carson, King of Late Night.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Close and personal with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. At the microphone, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. Not too close to the microphone. I actually have one of those mics that I am better if I'm right on top of it, as I am right now. If I stay back here like this, doesn't work the same as if I have this connection. Roberta Fasanelli is here.
But other people use my microphone. If they eat something funky for lunch yesterday.
Right. Yeah, no, that, you don't like that.
Right.
No. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. JKumar.com. Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, website. He blogs all the time on health issues. He's connected health and stress and aging. And I don't think there's a lot of heavy lifting to that. But the way he digs into it, he's very introspective in his views and has a lot of thoughts that are unique and perhaps worth your checking out at drjkumar.com. We're talking about your brain, how it affects your relationships. Is there something in your brain that is either pro-connection or anti-connection? The need that we have as human beings for the tactile connection, whether you're a youngster, the whole sick thing. We have two sicknesses that we deal with here in this country that are related. One of them is because of the other. We have a need, youngsters, when they're going to kindergarten or nursery school or when they're just out of the womb, and this goes into first grade, second grade, third grade. I remember Tony, my former wife, who was great with kids this age, the biggest thing they needed was a hug. Yeah. Most of the time, most all of our problems, frankly, whether we're a child or whether we're an adult,
it fixes me too.
It's a hug. Fixed with a good hug.
There's nothing a hug can't fix, you know? No. Just giving someone a hug releases that beautiful, wonderful love hormone we call oxytocin. And, you know, I want to say this, you know, I Roberta, Jennifer and Heather, do you all have kids? I know Roberta does.
Yes, I
Jennifer's
do as well.
Not here, so she doesn't.
Okay.
But even if she were,
she
didn't have children. No, right.
Heather, do you have kids?
Yes, I do. I have three.
Okay. So I want to ask you something for her. Did you breastfeed your kids?
All of them.
Great. You know what? Because the breastfeeding is the most wonderful way for children to feel nurtured and loved, mm-hmm. because it has mm-hmm. a really empathic, tactile experience that
I think it's
that
beautiful,
happens.
Beautiful for the mother as well.
It is. You know, oxytocin, it's interesting. The group of you, the human population, the level of oxytocin, which is this neurochemical that we've been talking about, which drives us to want to be in relationships. It cultivates and fosters our need to feel love and compassion to someone else.
So does Doug need an injection of this in his rear end if he doesn't have the desire to be in a relationship?
You know, I think Doug's got a really healthy level of oxytocin. I mean, just I think really he's
who says that? I don't have a desire to be hemmed in or be controlled. I'm happy to be in a relationship.
I'm a wild animal. I need to be free.
No, I don't want somebody, you know, the problem is so many people want to control you. I'm not interested in that. I don't to control anybody, and I don't want to be controlled. So whether it's being a wild animal, whatever it is, I don't want it. So, but I would love to be actually in a great relationship. I've had the best time in my life is usually when I have a good relationship going, as long as it isn't, you know, somebody who doesn't get it. And with me, doesn't get it means you got your space, I got my space. We love each other. We want to be together. We enjoy each other's company. We do a lot of stuff together. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to tell me what to do. Yeah, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do.
I was just about to say this, and Doug, you kind of expressed this. Women who are breastfeeding or women who are going to labor or women who are pregnant have the highest level of oxytocin than anyone else on the planet.
And that's why men
that
love women with
your relationships.
Breasts, exactly. Yeah. Right,
The group of humans that have the lowest level, oxytocin, are pumped up, aggressive, testosterone filled guys.
Yeah, right.
Testosterone actually inhibits the release of oxytocin.
Mm-hmm. So you have.
So I want to tell you this, you know, to the guys out there. We all have, it's really a part of our biological drive to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And whether that's a monogamous relationship or just feeling the connection we have to someone, or maybe it could be, you know, maybe a couple of people in our lives. The most important thing, and this is what I really want to underscore here, is that it's so sad that there are elements in our society, whether they come from the media, religion, or politics, or our culture, that really try to emphasize the separateness or the otherness.
It's always, you pointed it out about a half hour ago when we first got started talking about this. This sounds like a replay. Maybe it's why you and I connect in many different ways. I have no use for people, and this is in the current political, this whole political reality of trying to divide the country. We are one country, and yet the politicians are trying to tell us because of how much money we have or don't have, because of the color of our skin, one way or another, our religion, whatever our IQ is, you name it, where you come from in the country, what your religion is, all this garbage that is used to define what I like versus what the other guy likes, and therefore I like you because you like what I like, though. Therefore, go vote for me. This is one of the most destructive things, and it is despicable what these people are doing to our country.
And what fuels it is fear.
Yeah. It's all about fear.
All of this, you know, BS that we're seeing in our culture right now of, like, opposition and anger and just, like, you know, this despising people who don't follow our same.
You know what I find interesting, Jay? See, follow this for just a second. Well, I'm thinking about that. We've talked about Mr. Obama and Biden and some of the other politicians who come out for same-sex marriage. One of the things that I find about the whole gay rights movement, even though it's a hot-button issue, as long as we're in a political season, but if you look at television, the gay and lesbian characters on TV series aren't considered controversial really at all anymore.
No,
Modern Family, Glee, Grey's Anatomy.
You name it, exactly.
You know,
I think
Will and Grace.
If you latest polls that are coming out are saying younger generation and people who really see this on TV regularly have less of an issue with same-sex marriage or same-sex relationships. Just part, and this is what I really want to understand, all of you to understand. Love is such a biological need within every human being, and to dictate, you know, the consensual love between two adults and how that should manifest really is an issue, because when you really begin to understand, regardless of what form this love takes, having a cultivating, loving relationship is one of the healthiest things that we can ever manifest in our lives. They've now shown studies over and over and over again, regardless of whether it's a same-sex or opposite-sex relationship or marriage, people who are in a cultivating, loving relationship have better health issues, they are more adjusted, and I know this is a controversial issue for many people who are anti, you know, same-sex relationship. They've even shown that even children, believe it or not, do better in when they have loving two parents around them, whatever the gender of those parents are.
We're talking about your brain, how you relate, people who are angry at us having this conversation. I feel sorry for you. 800-510-8255. No judgment. That just is how I feel about this. It's tragic, actually.
I don't judge you. I just pity you.
Well, pity. I feel sorry for people who are so hung up on this, so angry about it, that it drives them into a place that makes them sick. And that's what happens. You have all of this fear and anger, and that's basically what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
If you read the blog at Jay's website, drjqmar.com, you see the connection here. You want to admit it or not, you'd like to be a part of it or not, that's up to you. But the thing that I find most troubling about this is how people want to... This is more of a doctrinaire problem than almost anything else in our country. It makes people so angry. And the only reason that is because you are so insecure yourself in your own sexuality. That's why it makes you so angry. And it's a sad thing to, you know, kind of have to deal with all that. Anyway, it's 18 before the hour. You're listening to the Good Day program.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune, because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root. No mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Get a grand flooring deal at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Laminate Cleanout Sale. With the largest selection of laminate starting at just 49 cents a square foot. Get the 10mm laminate with pad up to 42% less than those big box stores. Plus, take an extra 20% off with coupon. Get great deals and great prices on over 65 laminate floors. And take advantage of special extended financing. Hurry, sale absolutely ends close of business Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
Your brain, how it connects to your relationships. Never mind the phone because we only got a couple of minutes left here. Jay Kumar is here. Dr. Kumar is an expert in the way the brain works, has been studying it. And we are just relating your own sexuality to your preferences. You need to be in a relationship of some sort in order to be at your best.
Right.
If it's a good relationship, that's the thing.
If it's a good relationship, don't question it. You know, right. Why judge it? If it works for you and it's a loving, cultivating, nurturing, fostering relationship where two consensual adults are in love, yeah. Don't judge it. You know, it really boils down to this. There really are three forms of love. There's lust. There's that, you know, sexual attraction we have. And then there's the attachment. What we're talking about here in the whole same-sex marriage debate is really this need for human beings to have that attachment to someone else. That's what we're talking about. This is the most, it's neurobiologically wired into every human being, the desire to feel loved, appreciated, valued with one other person, mm-hmm. and that sense of attachment. And we're talking here about, you know, specifically about romantic sexual attachment to a loved one, not like to your pet or child or, you know, to a best friend.
It's a whole different thing there, Jay.
It's a whole different thing. This really is about the sense of this, because what happens when oxytocin, when you're in this loving relationship, whether it's same sex or opposite sex, the same neurotransmitter oxytocin gets released in the body, and which fosters the sense of calm, peace and stability that we have with a long-term partner. And ultimately, the last thing I'll say is, you know, the beauty about the brain is that it transcends politics, religion, gender, sexuality, religion, ethics, whatever. We all have a brain, every human being, regardless of your sexuality. So don't judge someone because they choose in their lifestyle to be in a same-sex relationship, because they're cultivating the part of their brain that fosters and enhances their need to feel attachment and bonding to someone else.
All right, Jay, thank you. Dr. Jay Kumar here with us on Good Day with some interesting thoughts. Check out his website, drjkumar.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer ready to use plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Comments? Send them to Doug at DougStephan.com or follow us at Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it?
Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Once in a while, you have a story nearly everyone is talking about, and we have one of those stories. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. So, what is nearly everyone talking about? Same-sex marriage. Not a new issue by any means, but there is a new development. President Obama, for the first time taking a definitive stand on this issue, he had this to say in an interview with ABC News that aired yesterday.
For me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
The president went on to explain why he has been hesitant for so long before making a full endorsement of gay marriage.
Because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, that was something that would give people hospital visitation rights and other elements that we take for granted.
Previously, the president said his position was evolving. The issue of same-sex marriage was pushed forward this past weekend when Vice President Joe Biden said he is absolutely comfortable with it. Reaction to what the president had to say. Likely Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, campaigning in Oklahoma yesterday, reiterated his stance against legalizing same-sex marriage.
I have the same view on marriage that I have when I was governor and that I've expressed many times. I believe marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman.
Romney emphasizing he has been consistent on this issue. A different reaction from the spokesman of the Human Rights Campaign, Michael Cole Schwartz.
We are so glad that the president has come out in full support of marriage equality, recognizing that gay and lesbian couples are just as committed, just as loving, and need all of the protections that marriage affords.
As for Americans at large, a new Gallup poll shows we are basically divided on this, with 50% saying gay marriage should be legalized, 48% saying it should not be legal. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Mother, I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
On Wall Street, another down day for the Dow. That's 6 straight sessions now. The Dow average lost 97 points, down to 12,835. NASDAQ fell 11. S&P dropped 9 points. Crude oil prices also closed lower for a 6th straight session. Oil down 20 cents a barrel, finishing at $96.81. The FDA taking a first step toward putting new rules in place to keep children safer when they get an X-ray. The FDA calling for public comment on possible new regulations for companies that make imaging devices. There are some recommendations on the table to require manufacturers to put warning labels on their equipment if the machines are not proven to be safe for use on children. And finally, we take a trip back to the presidential campaign trail. Yes, this is the sound you would normally hear at a campaign rally, a cheering crowd. But for one man whose name was on the West Virginia Democratic presidential primary ballot this past Tuesday, this was not the sound he heard during his campaign. Nope. For Keith Judd, this is the sound he hears on a daily basis. The sound of a prison cell door closing. Keith Judd is in prison. He's an inmate at a federal prison in Texas. But somehow he was able to get his name onto the West Virginia Democratic primary ballot as a candidate for president. The other name on the ballot? President Barack Obama. The results from this past Tuesday. President Obama received 59% of the vote. Yes, he won. But Keith Judd, the inmate, got 41%. In fact, Judd received more votes than the president in at least 10 of West Virginia's 55 counties. Judd has been in prison since 1999 for making threats at the University of New Mexico, which is certainly no laughing matter. That being said, if he decides to run for president again from his prison cell, we have some suggested campaign slogans for him free of charge. How about this? Many politicians end up here anyway. This just saves time. Hopefully my term in office will be at least as long as my term in the can. And my personal favorite, Keith Judd. The big house, the White House, what's the difference? Long way to go for all that. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
You may